Chapter 12. Colonel Brandon Offers His Help. It was now the beginning of March, and the Miss Dashwoods had been in London for more than 2 months. Marianne wished for the peace and quiet of Barton, and now Eleanor wanted to go home too. Their journey would take several days. Eleanor began to think carefully about where they would stay when they stopped each evening. Then Mrs. Jennings had an idea which would make the journey easier for the sisters. At the end of March, Thomas and Charlotte Palmer and their son were going to return to Cleveland, their house in the county of Somerset. Mrs. Jennings suggested that Eleanor and Marianne could travel with the Palmers and stay at Cleveland for a few days on their way home. At first, this idea upset Marianne very much.
"Cleveland is in Somerset. I cannot go there," she said. "It is the county where Willoughby has his home. Remember, I looked forward to living there with him. No, Eleanor, I cannot go there."
"But Cleveland is not near Combe Magna, Willoughby's house," Eleanor said. "The Palmer's house is in another part of Somerset. Our journey will be much easier if we stay with the Palmers and rest at their home before we continue on to Barton. If we travel with them, we will be at home with Mama in about 3 weeks." Marianne wanted to see her mother very much, so she soon agreed with the plan. Mrs. Jennings had become very fond of Eleanor and Marianne, and she told Colonel Brandon this the following day.
"Ah, Colonel, I do not know what we shall all do without the Miss Dashwoods," she said. "How lonely we shall both be."
The old lady was now sure that the Colonel wanted to marry Eleanor. She watched them as they sat talking together, and she smiled.
"The Colonel has come to ask Eleanor to marry him," Mrs. Jennings said to herself.
However, Colonel Brandon was talking to Eleanor about something very different. He had come to talk to her about Edward Ferrars and his mother.
"Mrs. Ferrars has behaved very badly towards Edward and Lucy," the Colonel said. "I have met Mr. Ferrars, and I like him. I know that he is your friend too. I have heard that he is going to be ordained. If that is true, I can help him. I can offer Mr. Ferrars a position as the curate in the church at Delaford. The curate's house beside the church is small, and Mr. Ferrars will not earn more than £200 a year, but if he wants the position, he can have it. Perhaps you would tell him, Miss Dashwood."
Eleanor was delighted and thanked the Colonel for his kindness. "I am sure that Mr. Ferrars will accept your offer," she said. "He will not disappoint you. He is a good and honest young man. When he is married, the curate's house will be big enough for him and his wife, I am sure." The Colonel was surprised.
"Mr. Ferrars is to be married?" he said. "I'm afraid that the curate's house at Delaford is not big enough for a married man. He will have to find a larger house. A marriage would not be possible for some time."
As the Colonel stood up to leave, Mrs. Jennings came into the drawing room. She heard his last words with some surprise.
"Why is the Colonel not getting married at once?" the old lady thought.
She decided to find out the truth from Eleanor.
"Well, Miss Dashwood," Mrs. Jennings said after the Colonel had left the house, "I know what you and the Colonel were talking about, and I'm very happy to hear your news."
"Thank you, ma'am," Eleanor replied. "The Colonel is very kind, and he has surprised me very much."
Mrs. Jennings laughed.
"I am not surprised at all," she said. "And your friends will not be surprised either when I tell them your good news."
"Please do not talk about it to anyone, ma'am," Eleanor said quickly. "I must write to Mr. Ferrars first. I'm going to do that now."
And she went to a desk in the corner of the room.
"Oh, I see," Mrs. Jennings said quietly to herself. "Mr. Ferrars must be ordained first. Eleanor and Brandon want him to perform their marriage ceremony."
And so the old lady hurried out of the house to pass on this piece of gossip to all her friends. Eleanor did not hear Mrs. Jennings' words because she was thinking about her letter to Edward. As she sat down to write, Edward himself came into the room. The young people were both very surprised to see each other,
and they did not know what to say or do. Edward sat in a chair and looked down at his hands. He was silent for several minutes before he began to speak.
"I apologize. You were busy. You were writing letters," Edward said.
I'm sorry. I met Mrs. Jennings as I came in. She said that you had something important to tell me."
"I was just writing to you. I have some good news," Eleanor said with a smile. "Colonel Brandon was here earlier. He has heard that you are being ordained. He wants to help you. He is offering you the position of a curate in Delaford."
"Colonel Brandon wants to help me," Edward said.
"Yes, he heard about your problem, and he wants to help you."
"Colonel Brandon wants to help me," Edward repeated. "The Colonel is your friend, Ellen, not mine. You must be the reason for his kindness to me."
"No, I said nothing to the Colonel," Eleanor told Edward. "It was his idea, not mine." Edward stood up quickly.
"Then I must go and thank the Colonel at once," he said.
Then he bowed and left the room. Eleanor sighed. "When I see dear Edward again, he will be married to Lucy Steele," she thought. Mrs. Jennings returned soon after Edward's visit. She still thought that Eleanor was going to marry Colonel Brandon. At first, Mrs. Jennings was very disappointed when Eleanor told her the truth. But the old lady was soon cheerful again, and she talked happily about visiting Edward and Lucy in their new home. Mrs. Jennings then went and told this piece of news to her friends, and soon everyone had their own ideas about it. Mr. and Mrs. John Dashwood were very surprised by Colonel Brandon's kindness to Edward. John wanted to know how much money Edward would get every year. Fanny was angry and upset because Edward and Lucy would now be able to marry. John and Fanny decided not to tell Mrs. Ferrars the news. They knew that she would be very angry. Mr. Robert Ferrars laughed when he heard the news.
"Poor Edward," Robert said. "What a dull life he will have as a poor clergyman. And he will be married to Lucy Steele, too. How can they be happy without money? No one will want to know them now."